out the window and he saw something. What did he see? He said, I looked and I saw among the simple. The simple are those who are in the dark on a lot of things in life. They're in the dark on mainly wisdom from God. This is somebody who's just, they're clueless about the ways of God, is the idea. The simple are just clueless. It's not that they are incapable of learning. It's not that they don't have the capacity to learn. They are just in the dark on how God works in this world. They're in the dark on God's wisdom. God describes that person, whether they be 15 years old, 12 years old, 45 years old, 51 years old, or 70 years old, you can be simple when it comes to the things of God. So the simple, remember that, they're in the dark. They're clueless. This is why it's very important for us as parents, as moms, you don't want to raise a simple boy or a simple girl. Are you with me? You don't want them to be in the dark on the ways of God. You want them to know what God thinks, because God reveals his heart, the meditations of his heart to man. You can know what he thinks. When you know him, you can know what he thinks. So our objective is to raise little boys and girls that know him. And we want him to know his ways. Well, that begins with having a law, a way we live that is steady and straight and sure and lined up with what God's given us to walk in. Amen. We don't want to be topsy-turvy all over the place. We want to be steady and sure and stable and strong and flexible, because with anything in life, you got to have mercy. You got to have mercy. We need mercy with the Lord. We need mercy from God, and we need to express mercy to those around us. Amen. Because none of us are going to stay on the straight. So we need mercy to help us out when we get off track. How many of y'all gotten off track in here? How many of y'all needed mercy extended to you? Number one, by the Lord. Number two, by your family, by your spouse, by your children, by your church family, by your co-workers. We are in the mercy spreading business, because we all need the mercy of God. And anytime you throw a law in anything, you have to have some mercy to go along with that law, because a law is a principled way. And that law is unchanging. So when you get out of it, you got to have mercy to help recover from it. But you also need truth, because truth's going to provide you the solutions to get back on the way again, to stay in the way. So we need that. Proverbs talks about, and I saw among the simple, and I perceived among the youth, a young man devoid of what? A young man devoid of understanding. Davin, that is like a gazelle that has lost a hoof or two and is unable to run through that safari, and that cheetah can pick it out just by the limp. Or if it's got a knee socket that's done been twisted, and that gazelle is eating, but every time that gazelle takes a step, that knee pops out of joint. Well, there's always a cheetah or a lion or something watching. Amen. And when it sees that frail, feeble, weak, and wounded creature, that target is going to zoom in. Boom. There it is. And you see, we don't want to raise boys and girls who are feeble and weak and clueless and in the dark on the understanding of the things of God. Why? This world will take advantage of them.
Amen.
It'll take advantage of them. And it'll chew them up and eat them alive. That's why this is a lifetime investment. That's why you pour your life into these things, being steady, being sure and stable and flexible, and seeing the truth as that enabling availability to get us back on track again.